So what? Yeah. So what? Yeah. This a relationship, this not religion. Whoa. This a relationship, this not division. Whoa. This a relationship, this not opinion. I walk by the word and I walk by the spirit. Yeah, I'm a Christian.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Danny B. You already know what it is. Well, it's Real Talk with your girl, Danny B, here on Crown Radio Station. Man, I got my brother in Christ with me, Joseph, God chosen. Come on with the name, my brother. Okay? and he said, I'm God's chosen, not your mammon, but God's. Amen. And so we're going to sit here, spend a good hour together to talk about your album, or not album, but your single that dropped.
Single, yeah. I'm a Christian. Yep.
Hear the critics, all they hear is crickets. Get no response, can discern is wicked. Anyways, we should pray for our enemies. Jesus told us about all of the remedies, how to fight with the world.
I'm a Christian that dropped, and we're going to talk about your story, man, so we can get into it. So let's get into the name, right? So we got Joseph, God chosen. When did this name birth?
So the name came about, I would say, right maybe like a year ago. I was coming out of secular music, because I have done that most of my life. And it was just a time where God really was convicting me in my heart. And he was like telling me to get rid of all my music that I've done and just kind of take a stance for him, kind of really just go hard for the kingdom of God. And so at that time, it was just laid on my heart. My name is already Joseph. So like just the God chosen added with it, you know what I'm saying, just flew and just went perfectly, honestly.
Good. And so we talk about being in the secular world, because I used to rap, you know, so that's, we all get it. We all been somewhere. I remember my mom trying to be like, do Christian rap. And at the time, I tell people all the time, Kirk Franklin was the only one. He had put Sister Salt Pepper, I can't remember whichever Shake a Pepper it was, but that was like that first moment of like, you know, hip hop and Christian music. And, you know, everybody, grandma was like clutching their pearls, like, that's not what we do here. So let's talk about your journey coming out of secular music. And as you're writing, even writing your single, did you find it difficult? Because you were rapping, right, for 15 years in a particular manner. Right. And thing, I want to give glory to God. How did that journey go for you coming into Christian hip hop? And then also too, just your writing and how that's either been a good thing, a struggle, or you're still learning?
So, all right. So it will pretty much have to start with like my situation as far as being incarcerated, being locked up. You know, I've been down over 10 plus years. When I first came into the system, or when I first came into prison, I actually was trying to still do hip hop music from behind the walls. What ended up happening was I spent tons of money. I'm talking about tons of money, like I'm almost like $60,000-$70,000 behind trying to do secular music from behind the walls. Yeah. But I end up losing everything. People kept scamming me. I ended up it just was a terrible experience. And it was at that moment where it was like every time I kept, because even on the street when I was doing it, it was like I could never get into it the way I wanted to get into it. Even with the resources, the connections, the money, it was like God never allowed me to make it all the way through. I ended up on tours. I ended up touring. I ended up working with major artists, but I could just never break all the way through. And at that point, when I lost everything in prison, after having already lost everything, the little bit that I did have left, it was at that point where it was like, God, I got on my knees, I cried, and was just like, God, I can't do this anymore. I'm doing this out of my own efforts or my own power, and it's not working for me. And that's kind of when it was like, because music is what I know. That's what I do. That's what I love, you know? And it was like, this was the avenue. This was the way out. And it was very easy to transition from what I was doing over to this. It just, I think, what allowed me to be able to really kind of speak to people, not just tell my testimony, but also kind of preach through music, was the fact that getting deeper inside of the word is like him sharpening with the Holy Spirit and giving me understanding and sending teachers in my life and people in my life it increased me in knowledge so that whatever comes out of my mouth, it actually is something that is truly glorifying the kingdom of God and it makes sense. So that's kind of where it started. And yeah, like since then, I've just only just been trying to go hard and harder for the kingdom of God.
Yeah. That's good right there. And you talk about just discipleship and being in his word, right? Talk to me a little bit about, have you forgiven yourself? Because you're in a predicament where you're like, man, we locked in and literally we mean that, right? And so like, is there a place where I want you to share like that place where you and the Lord had this intimate moment of like, man, Lord, I know you forgave me, but I can finally forgive myself.
Mm-hmm. So I had, before I was actually I grew up Christian as a Baptist, and kind of just went into the streets as most people do. So I didn't take it serious. When I got to prison, I was scared. When I got to prison, I was 19 years old. I'm going on 30. And, I didn't know, I had to grow up in the jungle. I had to grow up around the world. So the thing is, like when I got here, I didn't see a lot of unity amongst the Christians. So I kind of went to the first thing that looked like brotherhood, which was Islam, which was being a Muslim. So I ended up being a Muslim for like 5 or 6 years. Wow. And as I was going through Islam and I was a Muslim, I got news in prison that, you know, when I left the street, I had three different type of diseases. I had general warts, herpes, and HPV. And I prayed to Allah for 5-6 years and never got healed of any of that stuff. And what ended up happening, I think the major transition in my life back in Christ was when they transferred me out of the facility I was in to another facility. I met a preacher who was preaching the word of God in a way I never heard it before. Yeah. And I started to pray to the only God that I knew at the time, which was Allah, asking for answers and guidance. And I started having dreams of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And one day I believed that Jesus died. I believed that he was Lord and Savior. I believed his word. And I went into the shower. And when I got out of the shower, all of my diseases were gone. I was completely healed. I went to medical and they didn't find any trace of anything. I think there was the start of my journey that was made me strong. It was something that was like, wow, like I need to really see what this, because this is not something I've experienced before, even in the world. Yeah. And I think that came at a time of really wanting answers. Like my prayers at that time was like, I don't know the way anymore. It's too many voices in my head, too many voices. I don't know if it's this, I don't know if it's that. I just want to know the truth because I am in a situation where I need hope. And it was tough. It was tough. I had already at that time lost 7 people in my family being down. And then I think from that point, that's when the journey really started. I ended up getting transferred from that facility to another facility. And that's when the inspiration of like, okay, you're about to take off doing Christian hip hop music. And that was about a year and a half ago when I started. And from there, I just stayed going. And yeah, but that was kind of the transition point that when I saw that first miracle and that happened, that's what gave me that fuel. That's what gave me that fire. And yeah. I took off from that fuel and that fire and just started to just like, all right, I need, how you want me to do this, God? Like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Like, and at that time, I just want to say, like, it wasn't like I was like perfect or nothing. Like, some people think that they have to get cleaned up when they come to Christ, and that's not the case. Like, it's a journey, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it wasn't like I was cleaned up or nothing. I just had a desire. Like, if you have a desire after God, if you have a desire after the Lord, he'll work with your desire. He's not asking you perfect, because that's his job, is to clean you up so you can get to looking like eventually the image of the Lord Jesus Christ later on. So that's how it was. That's how it started for me.
That's good. And I know, you know, you're there now, right? And you're and you have the ability to make this single, right? So let's talk about, cause see, your girl, I ain't never been bad though, okay? And so how did you get this done? Let's be real. Like, how did you get this done?
Right. So I've by doing music so long, I've kind of like I picked up on acoustics, how to set up certain things around the room, certain metal, because there's a lot of metal in this room. You know, you got a metal toilet, you have a metal desk. Everything is metal, even the bed that you sit on. So that you sleep on. Mm. And so what I do, the process, they give us tablets, and as long as I can record, because you can record, I've always had professional engineers from the streets, because like I said, I did this professionally on the streets. Yeah. So a lot of people who are rocking with me way back since I was 14, 15, they're still rocking with me to this day. And once I get it recorded and I get the quality good away from all of the echoness out of the room, setting it up right, that's when they really do all of the rest of this. They do the rest of the stuff inside the studio as far as the reverb, like everything, the EQing and everything that needs to go behind the vocals and things, they do it. I just have to kind of really, for them to help them out, produce them the best sound that I can produce them without all of this other stuff, and they can do everything else. And that's how we really kind of do it.
That's so, that in itself is just a testimony of your desire to spread. And even here on the station, we always say we spread the love of God through music, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing, because there's people who will say, well, I don't have the right equipment, or I don't have this and I don't have that. And my brother is locked down right now, right? And finding a way to make the music, to share and share your testimony. So that's a beautiful thing in itself, because trust me, your sister over here, I'm like, I got to order this, that to make it. And then eventually over time, I found out like, no, if I'm being obedient to what God called me, all things will fall in place. So let's talk about your friends who holding you down, right? And getting the mix and mastering. Amen. Has your journey impacted them? Because man, your brothers was in the streets, you feel me? And so now here you are, like, look, I'm locked up. Here I am, but this is my heart, this is where God have me. Hit me up with the mix and master, right? But has that inspired any of their desire to be with Christ and walk with the Lord?
I would say there's a few. It's interesting you ask this question. Like, I have a personal engineer. He's not Christian, but he's watched me. Mm. And there's a lot of stuff that a lot of my friends, they really have done just out of love, like not even paying them a dollar type stuff.
Yeah.
And like, he's even now in the process, I think with him, it's one of those things where he's seeing who I am now. Mm-hmm. And I think that because a lot of people are hurt by the church, you know, and I noticed that in this time. And the thing about it is sometimes it's not about forcing or pushing yourself upon somebody else, but it's more so about just caring about people, being there for them, loving them and for who they are, and them seeing the love of God, you know, what I'm saying, through all of that, you know. Yeah. And so I think that even right now with some of my friends, like some of them are Christian, those that help out with my art cover work and things of that nature. They do the art cover work. It's other people that do other jobs and things like that, but they're Christian. And there's just a few that's not. And with the few that aren't, I think that this is they're in the process of that, watching that, like, because I don't like, we don't have the conversations because I don't want to come off too strong because I know where they are. But I can only imagine them, like, things that, because they have to work on the records, they deal with me now knowing who I used to be, you know. And even then, maybe I don't think that they thought that I was a bad person, but I know that they definitely see a difference from who I was then and who I am now. And so I think that even for them, it's ministering to them as they work with me, you know, seeing God through all of this and the things that I tell them. Like, I tell them, like it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? I just told my engineer, Dad's like, bro, it ain't all of that crazy stuff going on over here. Like, God is opening up some real doors, and these people aren't trying to take advantage of me. Like, they're not trying to take advantage of me because I can, you know, I can make moves, or like, you know, or they see a dollar sign and they just, you know what I'm saying? It's love. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is really moving on people's hearts over in this arena, in this area where we come from, speaking to him, you know, where we come from, you know, it's all about the money. You know what I'm saying? They don't care nothing about any of that other stuff. So, you know, and I think he's at the place where he's kind of maybe stressed out and things of that nature from dealing with like kind of where I am. And I don't know if that will be the breaking thing from him dealing with so many people that he's dealing with, where he finally like, God, this is just crazy, you know. But yeah. I know that was what it was for me. But yeah, I just think ultimately they're watching the experience, and as they're watching this experience, I think that God slowly but surely is working. It's like planting or anything else. It's not a quick fix. It's not a instant gratification. It's slow work, slow seeds, a slow roast, and one day you'll look up and you'll see the product, and you'll be like, yeah, like, but this was not an overnight thing. God was really had his hand in this, and this was not something that I did by myself.
Yeah. Right. That's good. And I know you said you grew up Baptist. And so when we talk about just growing up in the church, when do you think a moment calls for you to walk away from Christ?
I think to be honest, I think I've been left Christ. Like, I think being in a church, I think because we grow up and our parents like, yeah, you got to go to church. We're going to take you to church. I don't think that was ever real as far as a real relationship. And that's kind of what I'm talking about in the song. It's crazy you mentioned that. It's like, that's what I made sure in the song, that like, yo, like, this is a relationship. This is not religion. This is a relationship. This is not division. It's not opinion. This is a true walk. You know what I'm saying? And I oftentimes get met with people who's like, you know, you adhere to Christianity, right? I tell them, and I have to quickly tell them, like, yo, like, I believe in the faith of Christianity, not the religion of Christianity. That's what I often say, not the religious ceremonial things that bears no real fruit, or that says that I can do everything by my own self-righteousness or own work. But I believe in the Christianity where I am weak, I am helpless, and I am putting all my faith and trust in the God that is stronger than I could ever imagine. And yeah, it's really kind of about faith, but I think that growing up in that type of setting, I don't think that it was ever really there like that. I know when I was younger, I would say that when I was real young,
right,
I love the idea of Christ, not understanding Christ. I love the idea of Christ.
Right.
I think as I transition and as I move forward, I think that then it was like, okay, well, now I'm only doing this because this is what we do on Sundays. So it's definitely have changed from there. Like, I think that this time, being in this trial, in this place, at this time, during this moment, in this setting, I think that this has been the realest that I've ever been with Christ in my life. And I never saw myself, because you're out on the street and you're doing what you were doing, you know, man, I was wild. I was a wild boy, man. Like I was doing everything up under the sun. Like, I was bad. So like at the end of the day, it's like, I didn't care nothing about you. I had people talking to me. It's kind of was crazy. You said what you said about your story, because I had people telling me, like, way back when, he was like, yo, bro, you fire with the music, but you need to like get with like Lecrae or somebody. They were telling me this 20 years ago, and I was like,
wow,
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to make music. I'm trying to make music, and I'm just not on all of that. Like, you know, I smoke, I drink, I do. Like, I'm not with all of that stuff there. So you just, like, you just never know when God is going to wake you up and when you want to become awoke. And that's why you can't just give up on people. You have to love people, man, like through and through. You got to love them.
Yeah, that's good. And you brought up like Lecrae. So let's get into this, right? So I want you to tell me some of your now, like, this is my top tier Christian hip hop artist that I'm listening to, especially because there's a lot of artists that have dropped, man. Some amazing artists. AI the Anomaly is always my favorite. I tell people all the time. And so we got J Monty and things of that nature. You got Lecrae, you got KB, you got so many artists. Man, the list goes on. And I've always said, even on this station, that Christian hip hop is going to be the standard of hip hop. And I say that with confidence, as long as we stay in order of what God called us to be and do. All right. So it's not for us to be in constant competition with one another, but be in constant, in constant prayer and constant dwelling in the spirit and reminding ourselves why we do it. Because there's someone to your degree, right? Where you and I, we grew up in a church, but we got some things about ourselves. Okay. That if I hear you, I do want to hear something that makes you different. Right. And that should be a reflection of Christ. And so like, what Christian hip hop artists have you been listening to? And what drew you into the listening of their music?
So like, definitely I'm talking about music that has gotten me through like some hard times in here.
Yeah.
It was definitely been Lecrae. It's definitely been I really, really, really like Hovie. I feel like Hovie is very, very real. I feel like I can feel his spirit. I feel like it's very genuine when I listen to his music. I like some of the other ones, like Tory Deshawn.
Yeah.
I like TJ Carroll, if that's how you say his name. I hope I'm not butchering his name, but TJ Carroll. He's a really good artist. I would have to say that out of everybody, I would probably say that because of like just their message, I would have to say like my favorite is like up there with like either Lecrae or Hovie. Like I really listen to a lot of their stuff. But I kind of, like I said, I've learned to catch on to a lot of variety of music. There are some brothers that I can't really get into, but I think that's only because I think that when I listen, I feel like some, and I don't want to name no names, but I feel like some music is kind of has Jesus' face on it, but I feel like when you listen to it, you can still see the glamour and the boosting up of themselves behind the imagery of Christ, as opposed to it being from a real place.
Yeah.
And so there are some that is like, this just sounds like, this doesn't even move I don't know about this, but I will say somebody that I do actually really like. And I not only like that, I enjoy their pastor and like what they're doing, because I really admire them. Like Jackie Hill Perry. I like how she's going hard. I like 2819. I like Philip Mitchell. I like all that. Like, I think that strong word is what needs to it needs to hit, because you have a lot of mixture of a lot, you know what I'm saying? You have brother here saying he's Christian, but then, you know, one minute next minute you ask him if he's a Christian, he's saying he's spiritual. And then he was like, Christian, you're spiritual, who are you? And it's like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think like it's a lot of, you know, I think that a lot of us have taken on a lot of the identity of the world, wanting acceptance, Because we grow up in a braggadocious type of culture. We grow up in a lot of these things that we need to kind of get washed off of us. And I understand, you know what I'm saying? I get it. Trust me, I get it. But I just think that I definitely think that it definitely needs to be a lot more prayer and a lot more strengthening brothers and sisters through prayer and just kind of getting back to a lot of the traditional things in the message. I don't think we should ever move away from the message. I think some of us have kind of shifted away from the message. I don't think that the message should ever change. The method, how you do things, because you see Christ in some settings did things like this. You see in certain contexts, he operated like this. So I think that the method definitely needs to be specific and highly discerned in certain situations and things of that nature. But I don't think that the message should be watered down to the degree of what you're trying to do with the method.
That's good, man. That's good right there, because, man, we talk about, Pastor Philip loved to talk about the American church, you know, and it ruffles people's feathers. And I say ruffle feathers like in a light way. It pissed folk off, you know, because they're like, oh, but it's like we have to have that, right? Because time is running out. And when that comes, you don't have time to be like, well, just remember, God, remember that day when I did something okay? No, it's like, no, this is what I'm holding you accountable for, you know? And we don't have time to play around and water down messages and getting out of the word and focusing on self, because we have a lot. You don't have many people who are teaching and preaching the word of God. You have a lot of talk shows, a lot of self-gratification in the message, a lot of opinions. Yeah, a lot of opinions, even the podcast. You know, we live in an era where, you know, I'm gonna tell my age, I was born at 85. So like, there was no podcasting. I mean, come on now, like Ricky Lake was busting. This is where you got like television from, you know? And so now you live in this world where everybody got an opinion. Everybody's trying to lead you. Everybody's trying to make you believe into something. And I always tell people that God is never changing. Literally, like, it's nothing in the word that didn't happen then that ain't showing up today. So that lets you know the word is living, living water, baby. It is living and real. There's nothing that you could tell me that God is not real. I don't know. It doesn't matter what person comes and tries me. I'd be like, no, baby, the Lord is real. But I think what you're saying is such a beautiful situation and thing, because shout out to Jackie Hill Perry, because I'm going to tell you something. That album, this last one,
Practice.
In a big way, okay? Because I'm like, shout out to all the female rappers, you know what I'm saying? Who you know how they rap nowadays. She kept it fluid.
Yeah.
So that's what I love. So Les, we talked about some artists that you love. So shout out to Lecrae, shout out to Jackie Hill Perry and the crew over there, Reach Records, you know what it is. But we talked about that. Now you're in prison now, right? And so at some point you'll be able to prayerfully so be out here, right? What is your prayer and in your music, and what do you see yourself then when you get to step out? What do you see yourself doing full time? Is it going to be the music, or is it mentoring and discipling? What has God placed on you moving forward?
I think I definitely see a lot of mixture of things. I know that the music is here. Like, the music is just, everything is, all the doors are opening up. I definitely see many different opportunities with labels, a lot of different things, touring. But then outside of like doing music and touring stuff, I do personally, and this is if the Lord will allow me to, I do like want to do seminary, like maybe on a roll while doing music and things like that. It's crazy because I got married while being in prison. I've probably been married probably like six, 7 months now. Okay. And yeah, man, thank you. Hallelujah. We didn't actually have anybody that would like wanted to marry us, and I know that my pastor, from way back, long time ago, from way back from Detroit. I reached out to him and he was like, I normally don't do this without like counseling and marriage counseling and stuff, but something's just in my spirit that says, go ahead and help you out. So he married us, and it's crazy because the pastor is, he had a son. I went to school with his son, so he's always been on the Jesus thing, like forever, yeah. Like for a long time. It's the same guy is the pastor, now the head guy over the school that he used to send his son and me, we used to go together to the school at that time. He's now the head of that school. He pastors, been pastoring. And it's crazy because we're talking about discipleship. Literally, I just got this call and he, you know, like literally some days ago, where he was like, it's been laid on my heart. Like, God wants me to disciple about 8 men. And for whatever reasons, your name has come up on that list. And so he's been actually talking to me about being discipled. And it's very interesting because before then I've set up under, set with, I would say, other men of God and things of that nature. And, you know, things haven't always panned out the way that I thought they would have panned out. But God, as doors close, God continues to open up more doors and things of that nature. And he brought this man into our life. And it's been a pleasure, like, for real. Like, so I definitely see helping him out and just kind of really not just that church, but like, I would love to be involved with other churches, true churches, the true body of Christ that are really dedicated. You know what I'm saying? I would love to pour back into the ministry, as they say, and kind of help. And so I definitely want to I'm definitely going to be doing the music, Lord willing, and not just the music, but also going to prisons, talking to men, talking to the youth. Going to schools, it don't stop here. Like all of this is being laid out on the table, and it's like it's coming. Like it's coming into. I'm watching. It's manifesting itself, and it's happening in a way where it's not any effort by myself, like how it was when I was doing hip hop trying to force it. It's just people hearing a story. It's resonating with them, and it's just people are popping up out of nowhere. I want to give a shout out to my manager, Ryan Righteous, Track Stars. You know, that's how we came. That's how he became my manager. It was doing an interview with Track Stars. And it was like, I was talking to him one night and it was like, how do you know this, bro? Like, he come out of nowhere and is like, it's been laid on my heart that, you know, I think I want to manage you. And it was like crazy because it was like, I was just talking to my, you know, shout out to my other brother, Kenneth Clark. You know, he's a good R&B singer. We're real close. We're real tight. That's my bro. I was just talking to Kenneth and he was like, I was like, bro, I think I need a manager, bro. Like, I'm doing everything myself. And like, I know he's helping me out too and doing a lot of consulting work with me and things like that. So I do have a lot of friends that's already in this, that's behind me, that's helping me and things. But it was like, absolutely. But it was like, he come out of nowhere and I was like, you don't know my prayers, you don't know our conversation, you're not on the phone with people I'm talking, like, how do you come out of nowhere just like, ding, it was like, what? That's what I mean, like, stuff is just popping out of nowhere and it's like, it's God. Like, I can't take no credit. It's really just God putting the pieces together. And it's mind blowing, like, as I'm watching this, for real.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing when we're able to surrender and really just, it says, follow me, right? And all things will be added to you. And so it's like when we're so focused on the things of God and the things that he's called us to do, which is just be obedient and read your word. It could be so simple. It's just that because when we begin to read, when we begin to study, when we begin to walk, life becomes easier. The things in life become, because you don't see it the way you used to, right? Your whole, like, few changes. You know what I'm saying? You could be struggling, but then the Bible tells us even through the trials and tribulations, it brings what? Perseverance. So once again, you like, okay, I'm solid. This crazy right here, but I'm solid. Right. I know God is. So as you were writing this single, we get back to the music. As you were writing the single, was there any particular lyric that you just was like, I did that one right there, God. You did, because I'm a poet as well. So when I write, sometimes I'm like, come on, Jesus. You know, I really be in, like, people, obviously, somebody else is in my house, but it's just me talking. But did you have any where the Lord, like, placed something on your heart and you were like, man, God, I'm feeling that one right there?
Yeah, it was a line where I said about the word. I'm using the word for these bumps in the road is like using proactive for acne. It was like that was a line that was like, man, I'm going through all of these different trials, I'm going through all these tribulations, and like some people don't understand, but this is to all the brothers and sisters listening that's out there, that with everything that comes, you have to use the word of God. Like, straight up, like, that's the power. We saw that in the wilderness with Jesus, and when the devil tried to, you know, when the devil came to tempt him, you know, he used the power of the word, and it's like that has to be utilized, because we, like, I'm a person, man, I've gone through depression, anxiety, wanted to kill myself and hear suicide thoughts. I've gone through a lot in my life, and like that word is just very, very, very powerful. Like, we have to use the word of God always, in every setting, every situation, because that is the truth that we have to live by and stand on. If we believe that truth, then there is nothing else that will come that we will lock into true into our life. If we are firm in faith upon what God says, knowing surely without a doubt that God is not a liar, and that he is true to what he said, and what he's going to do, what he has done, what he's going to do, and what he continues to do, then at the end of the day, that's all I need to know. And that's what's going to help me out. If God says it, then we can believe it. And that's with everything. Like, I was just sick, like, not too long ago, like a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know, like, it's just been the devil. Like, the devil's been attacking this stuff. Yeah. And, like, I remember the part of the word was like, yo, you said you need to go to the elders of the church. Let them lay hands on you, pour oil on you, all this stuff here inside of the word. So I'm like, I immediately called my pastor. I don't have nobody here physically with me, but I can walk in the faith of that verse. God knowing my heart, God knowing my situation, God knowing my condition. And as I walked with faith into that, the pastor sometimes normally don't answer the phone sometimes because he's busy, but he answered his phone at this time. We got into prayer. And it was like, not too long after that, I was healed. But this is something I was battling. Like, I was battling with this sickness or whatever was going on with me for like a week straight until that moment. And in that moment, all God has to see is just a little bit of faith. If you have the littlest bit of faith of a mustard seed, just like the Bible says, like, for real, just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what moves. That's the secret. People on it. That is the key. That's how you get God to move. You know, sometimes people say, well, waiting on God's time. Yeah, but we watch scriptures where you can get God to move. You can get God to move where God wasn't even paying attention to any of that was going on. He was going about doing what he was doing, Jesus was walking, and then someone came to him. And because of their faith, it was like, your faith has made you whole. I wasn't even hearing your way. You came to me. So people sometimes just want to, like, I think, sit back and take a back seat. And I think it's like trying to let God do everything. And it's like Christianity is kind of became mystical type of thing. This mystical type of thing and this lazy type of thing where God is this genie that does everything that we want him to. But it's no effort on our part at all. It's no faith, there's no trying to walk towards the scriptures or what the scriptures say. If it's saying, then let me go ahead and walk in it. It's just solely do this now, and it's nothing, no work behind it whatsoever. And it's crazy. Like, we it's just crazy.
No, that's good right there. I think you got this and getting back even back into the single again, is dropping this year, or are you getting ready to lock and load for 2025?
So we're about to definitely build up the catalog. So I do have Trust in God. That's already on Spotify. It's already out. That's been out for a while, since last year, actually, since I started. It's a really, really dope record. We're getting ready to just drop. We're getting ready to drop a lot of music, but we're going to work the records that we really feel that we're led to really be worked, as in like as single, as in single. Like, I'm a Christian, we're working that record. Because that was when I got the inspiration behind that record. I was in the shower one day and I was like, God, I need something that's gonna resonate with the people. And that's when that came out. I was like, all right, you come out bold, declaring your faith, who you are, and what you stand on, what you stand for. And that's how that came. That record came through like a prayer. It came through a time of seeking, what should I put out? What should I say? What should I do? And that's when that record came. So we're definitely pushing that record. We already have are already prepared or already have the next record, but before we'll probably release that sometime in 2025. But there's a lot of other music that's coming out that we're just going to drop, because I need to build my catalog up so more people can hear more of the messages and diverse, like different things with this side of the music. We're definitely going to be dropped. Like, I'm getting ready to drop. But we're focusing and tuning into the I'm a Christian record right now, as far as really, really, really servicing that record. Really, really pushing that record.
That's good. And I know that's going to be exciting, especially. So when it comes to social media, are you, is there where they could follow you, learn more about
Tell
us where we need to go.
So on IG, everything is really labeled at Joseph God Chosen, all together. Joseph God Chosen. So on TikTok, Joseph God Chosen. On IG, is Joseph God Chosen, JosephGodChosen, Joseph God Chosen. But from there, I have a lot of different Linktree. You can go on Linktree. All of this is linked to my pages, and you'll see it all there, where you can go to Spotify, Joseph God Chosen on Spotify. If you want to go purchase the music, it's on Apple Music, it's on Pandora, Deezer, is everywhere as far as the stores are concerned. So but that's really for the social media. And I do want to say that, like, I want to say this, and this is something me and my manager is talking about, for those that are listening, I want to say we need as much support as we possibly can get. I don't have the same resources like how it is on the street, but by the grace of God, we are getting the job done. So this is a cry for people to really support what's going on, because all that you're seeing is another genuine, a real, true, genuine artist who is trying to encourage his fellow brothers and sisters from prison, giving them, like, all my music is all about hope. It's all about encouragement. Because I know what it's like being inside of this situation, 10 years, having to go through knives, stabbings, and having to go through, I'm talking about so much stuff, watching people get killed and just a lot of crazy stuff. And I'm still here trying to tell the world and tell the Christians, tell the believers, and even those that are not, I'm trying to tell them about this God that is so great, that can get you. If he can get me through all of this, 10 years, lost my father last year. I mean, 2 years ago, whole family's pretty much all gone. And it's like, if he can get me through all of this, you know what I'm saying? The nights of being alone, the nights of the injustices and terrible treatment that they treat you inside of prison, how they deal with you, you know what I'm saying? You're just another number. Going through all of this stuff that I've gone through, and God is still moving and God is still here. I know that God can take anybody through anything and hold them down and be there with them. And I think that it's the moment where we stop putting all our trust in man.
Yes.
And start putting everything that we have in God, because man will leave you. When I got locked up, everybody bounced. Everybody bounced. You know, all of that. Like, I didn't have anything. I had cars. I had a lot of stuff going on. Condos, everything. Like, because I was doing hip hop music, I was making good money. I was doing really good. And I lost everything. Like, I lost everything. But I watched God destroy all of that and bring in real, genuine people. Real, genuine people. So, yeah, like, at the end of the day, it's I just want to say, man, I encourage people to really trust. I would say trust. Don't let any situation or anything scare them. Trust, because you never know where God is taking you or what God is doing.
That's good right there, man. Listen, this has been a good time here. Okay. I appreciate you sharing your story and letting God use you in a place that is in a confined space. But in that confined space, it's this level of intimacy that you have with God, and in a space where he gets to lean in into your ear and for you to hear him like you've never heard him before. And then for you to take what he's given you and placed in your heart and the things that you've been through to then share with the world where your heart is for Christ, not for people, not for things, not to be the next CHH superstar, but to share your testimony and the everlasting love of who our God is. And I'm excited for you and where God is going to take you while you're there. And then even when you get out, right? And we're going to pray, right, over you as you continue to journey, because I know God is going to do something great. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to close out, all right? Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my brother Joseph. God, I thank you for what you're doing behind that prison wall, God, that every ear right now is listening to our brother profess his love for you, God, and that his love for you is heard in his lyrics, is heard in his walk, it is heard in his talk, it is heard in his demeanor and his love for you, God. Lord, we ask that you cover him in that building, God. I ask that there be supernatural covering and growth, Father God, in his life that will lead him even closer to you, God. I ask that you cover over his wife and their marriage. God, I ask that you cover him as he lays his head, as he rests every single night, that Father God, you keep a hedge of protection over him, God, that you keep covering him, Lord Jesus, that Father God, he could continue, Father God, to spread your gospel, to continue to be, Father God, an evangelist of your word, Father God, to continue to make disciples, hallelujah, across nations, across worlds, even in that building that he's in right now, that God, the Holy Spirit will reign bright from that room, that people will have a desire for the things of Christ, just as an encounter with our brother right now. God, I thank you for keeping his life thus far, God. I thank you for covering him and healing him thus far, God. Lord Jesus, you've done something great in him, Lord Jesus, already, because he could have been dead and gone, but you found and you knew the purpose in which you've already created him for. God, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love that you bestow upon us every single day, God. I thank you for my brother, God. I thank you for keeping him, covering him, God. I ask for continued coverage over his life. God, I ask that you cover his mind, Father God, as he rests, Lord Jesus. We come against the thought of suicide. We come against the spirit of comparison and feeling not enough and not feeling worthy. But God, allow for him to see that what you're doing is just the beginning, but greater is Father God, on its way. Hallelujah. That is, there's freedom in your word, God, that there's freedom in your arms. There's freedom in our trusting for you. God, I thank you for this brother. Father God, I ask that you continue to cover over his life, God. I ask that you continue to pour into the music that you placed in his heart, that it continues to be pure and according to your word, God, and that the power and strength of your word bleeds through the lyrics in which he speaks. In your mighty name we say, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you. Listen, I love you. I just pray that God continues to keep you. We gonna make sure we check out the single man. I'm glad that, you know, one of the things you said was just talking about the suicide attempts, and the enemy will play and whisper in our ear. And the beautiful thing of what God did is he's giving you life to continue to tell that testimony, for you to be able to be speaking right now, that he kept you out of the enemy's grip, out of eternal damnation, honestly, the truth to be told. And now you're here. And so, brother, I encourage you, if it's 50 likes or 50 million likes, to continue to do the will of God. Continue to do it.
Amen. Amen.
Continue to do it. Because I
see absolutely.
You got in a room right now. You locked down. You in a room. You put enough to say, I'm going to put a sheet up behind me and do what I got to do, because I want people to know what God is doing right now. Like, because they don't, when we get off this phone, I can go back and do me. And I know that you're not able to do that in this moment, but the beauty of it is that God is just going to cultivate you in such a way, because you're it's right in the room with you.
It's in there. Yeah.
And like, it's right in the room with you. You have access that is actually not even disrupted by this stuff that's around me in the free world. Okay.
What?
And so I know that it's not always the best situation and not what any of us would desire for you. But man, take it as these 10 years, take it as this next year, as God, man, this is something beautiful that you're doing in me. So that when you come out, brother, man, you gonna knock down some walls for the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, sister. Thank you so much.
Proud of you.
And it's just such a And I'm thank you. Like, it's just such a pleasure to be here, and just like your encouraging words, and just to see how encouraging this story is to other people. And I just also want to encourage you to continue to stay doing what you're doing and your labors in the Lord and things of that nature, because God is at work. It's all the way around the world, all the way around the board. It's a body, and we all have our different gifts. We all have our different things that God has given us, and all of it is for His glory and for His purpose. And just thank you. I really appreciate being here. I appreciate the opportunity, for real, more than anything. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, brother. Like I said, I can't tell you enough how proud I am of you. All right, and I look forward to the other singles that's gonna drop next year. So, you know, Ryan's my brother in Christ, amen. So he gonna D-check this out. That's his thing. D-check it out, tell me what you think. And so he shot me your music, and I was like, okay, I hear you. And again, I just love the transparency and people, what you said in that song, people need to hear, because people will walk away from Christ off of church hurt and things that happen at church. And the Bible already instructs us and lets us know that you can't put your trust in man. So you're going to encounter somebody at church, at work. I always tell people, you at work and everybody disrespect you, but I ain't see you quit yet. Okay. And then you come to church, and then it's just like, oh, well, I'm upset that so-and-so did this. And then it's an odd thing that we do that. Then in the midst of the church hurt, we equate it to God, it's your fault. And you're forgetting about the person that hurt you. And the Bible has already given us instruction on how to deal with that hurt and that friction between our brother and sister, right? And so it shouldn't be a direct, you made me mad, now I can't deal with God, or I don't want to be in His house. It has to be, no, let me get back with my brother and sister, and let's hash this thing out. Let's pray about it. Let's get on one of a accord. So I appreciate this song and this season, because we see so many people in witchcraft and all these things because of church hurt, and amen, they're getting away from the things of God, and it's all because one person who probably don't even know they offended you, or probably don't even, and if they do or don't, like, you have to have a heart of forgiveness. God gives us grace and mercy in such a way, man, that I tell people all the time, if God was really to regulate how He should, the earth will be real quiet, okay? It'll be real silent right now, because God will have His wrath in His way, okay? But He's given us grace and mercy. He's given us ability to hone in on these things and inside of our church homes and begin to pray for one another. Begin to not run away from your brother or sister. Or go talk about them, but let's resolve it. Let's talk about it. Pastor Philip spoke about this in the Word of God. But just hey, I'm gonna talk to you. If it didn't, it me and you ain't got it, I'm gonna go get another one. All right, we're gonna try to sit to two. We get two, three, four more. And if it ain't, and if at that point we can't reconcile, it's okay. But then you have to examine your heart to make sure you've forgiven. So I'm excited for people to check this song out, to get in their word, man, and see the correlation, the hearing the music and the knowing what the Bible says and its truth that is living and real as today. And brother, I thank you for your time. And we will chop it up very much so soon. And then look, when you get home, we definitely got to have a concert or something and celebrate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you touching out and really being able to be moved in different situations, in different capacities for the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Well, it's your girl, Danny. I appreciate you, but it's your girl, Danny B. We got my brother over here is Joseph, God's chosen. Spending time with us on Real Talk with Danny B. We thank you for your testimony. We thank you for your time, your love, and just all that you're doing for God's people. And much love to you, brother.
A lot of people that talk bad about being a Christian, you know?
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
It's a relationship. It's not religion.